Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We talked about God's promise to Abraham, through your offspring, through your seed, all nations on earth will be blessed. And the New Testament clarifies that Jesus is the seed of Abraham. So the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. Galatians 3. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus the Messiah descended from Abraham and came to earth to accomplish our salvation. Jesus' coming and sacrifice fulfilled God's promise to Abraham of the blessing to all people. Right? Are you with me? I hope you remembered previous programs. By believing in Jesus as Abraham did, people from all nations can receive salvation and be blessed with everlasting life. Okay, now, very important point I want you to remember to share with your Muslim friend when God gives you an opportunity. Through faith in Jesus, the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac can have a peaceful relationship with each other as part of God's blessing to all people. I believe God wants them to be united in one happy family to enjoy peace, love, joy, and laughter. Okay? So when we talk about Muslims, Arabs, Jews, Israelis, I believe this is one of the most important points to mention to Muslims. That, hey, it is God's will and God's solution that through faith in Jesus, Jews and Arabs, Muslims and Israelis, and Americans and the Spanish and Japanese and all people of the world will have peaceful relationship with each other, because God wants to bless all people through Abraham's seed, through Jesus Christ, and God wants us all to be united in one happy family to enjoy peace, love, joy, and laughter. Okay. Now, God's sacrificial love for us. Have you ever wondered, my Muslim friend, why God asked the father Abraham to give him his son instead of asking him to fast and pray or give him anything else? God did not ask Abraham to give him his land or possessions, but God asked him to give him his son, because a man's own son is more precious to his heart than anything else. Muslims understand that and relate to that and will agree with you. Continue sharing with your Muslim friend. I am sure that you will agree with me that because Abraham was willing to give up his own son to God, he proved that he was willing to give God anything and everything he had. because his son is the most precious thing to his heart. And that is exactly what God wants you to discover, my Muslim friend, about himself. We read about God in the Bible, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32, and you can actually open your Bible and show him this verse. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims through the topic of Abraham. Let me give you a real example. My wife Hala and I prayed that someone would donate a building or a house to our ministry. Let us assume that happens. And then we needed a chair to put in the building. I'm sure I can ask this person to get us a chair, and he will gladly buy us a chair. Why? Because he gave us a building. My Muslim friend, I strongly encourage you now to repent and put your faith in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, so you can begin living your life knowing for sure that God will give you everything good throughout your life, here on earth and forever. Because usually Muslims are frightened from God. They don't know what God will do to them even on earth here. They don't know if they're going to suffer many problems or suffer many tragedies in life or not, if God is going to give them a bad life or not. Tell your Muslim friend that when you put your faith in Jesus and become born again, and you know for sure that God gave you Jesus, sent Jesus to pay the penalty for your sins, you will know, you will have the assurance and the peace in your heart, deep down in your soul, that God will do everything good in your life. I'm not saying you are not going to have problems, but even if you have problems or you suffer sometimes, it's going to be for your good because God loves you and he proved that 100% without any shadow of a doubt. Okay, Abraham had to make a choice between his love for God and his love for his son. Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son to God proved that he loved God more than his son and more than anything else. Your Muslim friend will agree with you. When God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham no doubt suffered deeply as a father. He was ripped at the depth of his being as he took his living son who came from him to sacrifice him with his own hand. Imagine how Abraham must have felt. My Muslim friend, I am sure you will agree with me that when Abraham obeyed God and was ready to sacrifice his son to God, he proved beyond any doubt that he had perfect sacrificial love toward God. And God wants you to discover that he proved his perfect, awesome love toward you in the same way. To be continued next program. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you sacrificed of yourself. You gave us Jesus to die, to pay the penalty for our sins. God, we pray right now, me and my brothers and sisters, that you will use us, use our fellowships, your church, to communicate the most important information about your love and Jesus to multitudes of Muslims. God, use us for the salvation of millions of Muslims. According to your power, your spirit that works within us and through us, according to your love, God, In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a co-worker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My dear brothers and sisters, if I can be of any help to you, please don't hesitate to contact me. God's grace and love with you today and always. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.